Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Where the Bible is right, the Bible is right. We're back on the air. Glory to God, and we thank God for it. Glory to God, thanking God for everything. We have the honor and the privilege to be able to pick up the Bible and to read the Word of God. Amen. The unfailing Word of God. And I don't say that as just a hype or anything. I mean that with all of my heart. We are blessed to have the Word of God. Glory to God. And we're in Proverbs, 24th chapter. We're at the 19th and the 20th verses. These two verses go together. Amen. And they read in the King James Version, they read, "Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out." Amen. Now, in the Tanakh, 24:19 says, "Do not be vexed by evildoers. Do not be incensed by the wicked." Sometimes people, they get vexed by evildoers because they see that the evildoer seems to be prospering in the evil that he's doing. He's stealing from the boss, and so he seems to be gaining financially. He's cutting corners, so it seems like he's getting away with things. He's ruining people's reputation and causing people to go into the ditch, so it looks like he's getting away with everything. Amen. But the Bible says, do not be vexed by evildoers, and do not be incensed by the wicked. Why? Because verse 20 tells us in the King James, "For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out." Amen. The candle, the life of the wicked, shall be put out. So when the Bible tells you what their end is, they may look like they're prospering in their way. They're taking the evil that they're doing, and the shortcuts, and the underhandedness, and the cheeking up to the boss, and getting him on their side so they can cut corners and get away with all kind of things. It looks like that, but glory to God, what we have that the other people in the world don't have, we know that the Bible says that the candle of the wicked shall be put out. Amen. God says, glory to God, they will not experience life. Amen. Glory to God. What that mean, they won't experience life? They're alive. They're walking around. That's existence. That's existence. In the Bible, life means being with God, having the presence of God, and death means not having the presence of God. And death means in the spiritual death means being separated from God in hell, and then eternal death is separation from God in the lake of fire. They won't experience life, that is the presence of God. They'll experience eternal death, being separated from God. And beloved, if you've ever felt like you were separated from God, if you ever knew the presence of God and then you thought you did something wrong or maybe you sinned, you know how miserable it was. Until you got that thing right with God, you know how miserable it was being separated from God. You couldn't eat good. You couldn't sleep good. You didn't have a clear conscience. You felt nervous, scared, jumpy. It's horrible. Now, when you're in prayer and you get something right with Jesus and he straightens something out for you, when you get up off your knees, you feel such a deep peace, such a deep joy, such a deep knowing that everything is okay or everything is going to be okay. Oh, you can sleep. You have peace. But when you're not right with God, you're nothing but agitated. You're nothing but churning and turmoil. And so the Bible says the candle of the wicked, it shall be put out. Glory to God. I wouldn't want that to happen to me for no advantage that I could get on the earth. What little advantage I'm going to get on the earth? To have to be separated from God forever? To have my candle put out? Oh, no, 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 no. But this verse also says, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. The evil man, not only is he separated from God for eternity, but he doesn't receive any rewards. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight I want to look at some of the rewards that you as a believer receive. Because you believe in God and you've chosen to walk in his ways, glory to God, there are some definite rewards for you. And I want to talk about just a few of those rewards for you for choosing God and walking in his way. There is a reward for giving. There is a reward for living a holy life. And there is a reward for choosing God. In Psalms 19:11, it says, moreover is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. He's talking about the word of God. And he says, and in keeping the word of God, there is great reward. Amen. In keeping the word of God, there is great reward. Now, all you have to do is use just a little thinking and imagination, and you can begin to come up with the rewards for keeping the word of God. When you asked Jesus to become your Lord and Savior, there was a great reward. There was a great reward. Amen. Glory to God. You experienced salvation. That is a gigantic reward right there. Amen. I want you to turn to Genesis, the 15th chapter. And I so like this verse. Many times I think about this verse. Many times I think about this verse. Abraham has just come back from a battle and he meets Melchizedek. And when he comes back from the battle, God Almighty speaks to him in Genesis 15:1. And Genesis 15:1 says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision. Now, right there, if you receive nothing else, imagine the word of God came unto him. Glory to God. That's a great reward that you have the word of God. Amen. And the word of God came to him in a vision saying, fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Amen. Another reward that you received when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior is the fact that God says makes it possible for you to be without fear, to live without fear. And then he says to you, God says to you that he is your shield, that he is your shield. Remember that the promises were made to Abraham and his seed. You might, people that may not know the Bible diligently may think, Well, Pastor, this was said to Abraham, but all the promises of God in Jesus Christ are yea and amen. And the promises were made to Abraham, the Bible says, go into the book of Galatians. They were made to Abraham and his seed. Amen. If you are a child of God, you're of the seed of Abraham. Amen. And so this is for you too. And God says, would say to you, fear not. I am thy shield. Now, come on. I am thy shield. How many times has God shielded you? How many times? I remember a time when I almost drowned in a pool. God shielded me. Almost time when I got snake bit. God shielded me. Oh, in Vietnam, there were so many times people were shooting at me, and they just missed. And God was my shield. I didn't know it at that time because I wasn't saved, but that don't matter. He was my shield. He was shielding me. How many times were you shielded? How many times did you walk into a bar before you got saved? You weren't always saved now. Come on. You weren't always saved, and there was times when you were places you shouldn't have been. And God shielded you. He shielded you from being attacked. He shielded you from being raped. He shielded you from being drugged. He shielded you from being guys ganging up on you and beating you. He shielded you from accidents, car accidents. He shielded you from all kinds of things. Amen? Glory to God. God, one of the great rewards that you have is that God is your shield. And what a shield he is. But then look at this. Look at the rest of this verse. This verse says, fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. What's God saying? He says, Abraham, and he's saying to you, brothers and sisters in Christ, that have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he's saying to you that he is your exceeding great reward. What that means? God is saying, I'm your great reward. Well, that's nice, but what that means, think about it for just a moment. When you got saved and asked God to fill you, you received the precious Holy Ghost. The precious Holy Ghost is your exceeding great reward. And isn't he an exceeding great reward, having the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you? Glory to God. When you're in danger, you can feel him stand up inside of you. Glory to God. My wife says there's like teardrops, but they're light that drips from her eyes sometimes. All kinds of supernatural experiences with the precious Holy Ghost. And you got, and in the book of Acts, glory to God, it identifies the Holy Ghost as God's spirit. God has a spirit, the Holy Spirit. And you got him living on the inside. Glory to God. What an exceeding great reward. There's been times I've felt that colds or flu wanted to come on me. But the Holy Ghost, I could feel the Holy Ghost holding that stuff back. I couldn't get sick because it was holding it back. Amen. Many times the Holy Ghost, innumerable times. I can't even begin to list the times he helped. Amen. And he helped you. Amen. You receive God's spirit. Now you're talking about an exceeding great reward. That ain't just a great reward. To have God's spirit on the inside is an exceeding great reward. No amount of money could pay for that. No amount of money. No amount of whatever you think you could do praying. You know, you got people, they go up into the mountains in the Himalayas and they sit in a cave for 20 years meditating, trying to get to God, trying to find out. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm up against a commercial. I'll be right back. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
John Robinson Tile, I can vouch for him. He's a wonderful brother in Christ. If you need renovation, if you need tile work in your house, if you need any kind of work, call John Robinson Tile. Get online and Google it. Google it, y'all. Glory to God. God bless you. We were talking about the rewards that we receive because we choose Christ Jesus. We ask Jesus to save us. And I got a whole page of rewards, but because I've only got 14 minutes now, I'm going to jump down to the last four or five that I want to talk about. Turn to James 1:12. We're talking about the rewards that you receive because you ask Jesus to save you. You receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you also receive God's Spirit living on the inside of you. Right there, if there was nothing else, that would be more than enough. That's an exceeding great reward to receive God's Spirit. Oh, my goodness. Living on the inside, that's an exceeding great reward. And you that know the Holy Ghost, you know that that's an exceeding great reward. Amen. James 1:12 said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." So those people that love him and ask to be saved and is saved and they love the Lord, glory to God, they receive the crown of life for resisting those things that God says resist. Amen. So there's the crown of life, glory to God. Let's go to 1 Peter 5:4. 1 Peter 5:4. 1 Peter 5:4 says, "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." Amen. You shall receive a crown of glory. Isn't that wonderful? See, beloved, when you get to heaven, glory to God. And when before Jesus walks into the sanctuary, glory to God. You're going to have many crowns on your head. You're going to be rewarded with many crowns. And why do you have all these crowns? So that when those great, big, beautiful diamond, sapphire doors open and the Lord, the King of Glory, starts to walk in, you can take crowns and throw them at his feet. You can take the crowns that you've been rewarded at and throw them at his feet. And the Bible says you are going to receive a crown of life. And here it says you're going to receive a crown of glory. You're going to have many crowns on your head because we ain't finished. Amen. The Bible also speaks of a crown of righteousness. And then in Revelation 2:10, turn over to Revelation 2:10. I'm going to get there. Revelation 2:10. It says, Revelation 2:10, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Amen. A crown of life. A crown of life. A crown of glory. A crown of righteousness. Glory to God. All these rewards you're going to receive. And then you're going to receive something else. Go to Revelation 2:17. Revelation 2:17. And it says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh," and the Bible in 1 John says that when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have overcome the world through him. You overcome the world. So you're the overcomer. And it says, "To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna." So that which the children of Israel ate for 40 years, the bread from heaven. Now, the Bible in the New Testament says that the true bread from heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the true bread from heaven. but also, glory to God, that there was manna, angel food. You're going to have angel food to eat, and then you're going to have the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And it says, you will eat of the hidden manna and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. What's this about? The white stone, in that white stone, you're going to be given a white stone. Amen? Glory to God. Beside all of these crowns that you're going to receive, and robe and slippers and everything, girded about with gold girdle and gold, all kinds of gold all over you. Amen? But also, from the Father, you're going to get a white stone. And in that stone, a name that nobody can read but you. And that's going to be your name. Amen? You say, but what are you talking about, Pastor? I know my name. No, you know the name your mama gave you. Your mama and daddy named you. But that ain't your name. Amen? You notice in Scripture where every time when God would promote somebody, he'd give them another name. Abram was Abram. But then the time came when God changed his name to Abraham. And so he had to walk, he said, I'm Abraham, a father of many nations. That's my true name, the name that God gave me. Amen? There's the name your parents gave you, but then there's your true name. And God knows your true name. He's going to give you a white stone with your real name on it. Amen? I might walk up to you and say, hello, Susie. And you'd be saying, that ain't my name. I'm going to say, yeah, but that was your name. No, my name is, don't you remember? Jacob was called Jacob. And then God gave him another name for his faithfulness. He said, from now on, your name is Israel. Amen. And so he became known as Israel. You remember Joseph in prison? What was his name? His name was Joseph. Amen. But when he got promoted to be prime minister of Egypt, his name was changed. Pharaoh changed his name to Nasanafanapha. I don't know how to say stuff in Egyptian. I don't know the Egyptian language. But you can read it in the book of Genesis. You can read it. And you try to pronounce the name. God bless you. Hope you do a better job of it than I do. But glory to God. What I'm saying is, glory to God. Look at all of these rewards that you're going to have. Glory to God. Besides life, instead of eternal death, you're going to experience eternal life. You see, people who aren't saved, they think, people who aren't saved and want to commit suicide or something like that, they think the world tells them, the devil's lied to them and say, well, when you die, that's it, there's nothing. Because they know, you know, why should I want to face judgment or anything if I can just die and everything is gone, all the terrible things that I did in this life are gone, I don't have to pay for my sins, I don't have to pay for my wickedness, I'm just gone. Of course, anybody would choose that, amen, but that is not the truth, amen. What the devils don't tell you is that when you die, you don't go into nothingness. You go down into hell because that's a holding place until great white throne judgment. There is a judgment day. And if your name, I'm going over a whole lot of things, okay? Because I got 4 minutes, I'm going over a bunch of things. I could explain it in greater detail. But if your name is not found in the book of life, glory to God, you get thrown in the lake of fire for eternity. And that's known as eternal death. And the real choice in this life is life and death. I thought it was a death or nothing. Nothingness. You die and it's all over. Nothing. So, of course, you want nothing. You don't want to remember the toils, the heartache, all of the disappointment, the craziness of this upside down world. You'd be glad to go to nothingness and there's nothing. You don't know anything. You're just through. And people say, oh, they're sleeping. They died and they're sleeping. They're sleeping with the angels or they're whatever. All that lies. Amen? The Bible lets you know. The Bible lets you know. See, people say, there's no life after death. Well, what you're saying then is there's no God. He's not there. Amen? But we know that he's there. We know that he's there, and the Bible lets us know that there is a judgment day, amen, and that if your name is not written in the book of life, you get thrown in the lake of fire where there's fire and brimstone, and you're tormented. See, some people think, well, it's just the fire and the brimstone. Yes, that's part of the reward for rejecting God for a lifetime. People reject God for a lifetime, but they expect God to bless them. Oh, bless me, Lord. Bless me. Okay. You think that you're going to ignore God, tell him to take a hike, and then, but at the same time, at the end of your life, when you leave here, you're expecting him to bless you. No, you get what you ask for. You said, I don't want nothing to do with that God stuff. So when you die, you won't be dealing with that God stuff. You'll go down to hell where there's no God stuff. And you'll stay there until judgment day. And then the Bible says that the books are open. Now, this is an interesting thing. What this means, the Bible says books, plural. This means that everything you do is being recorded. Everything. People out there that are not saved, listen. You don't realize it, but everything that you do, everything, all the things you think you got away with, it's written in the book, glory to God. It's written down. Why? So that you can be judged from those things on judgment day. And if you haven't asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, glory to God. When he comes in and saves you, glory to God, your sins are forgiven and washed away in his blood. Amen? Never to be brought up again. And you don't appear at white throne judgment, because you appear at the Bema seat, at Jesus' Bema seat, for the rewards done in your body, for the things that you've done in your body. But the unsaved, the people that said, I don't want nothing to do with that God stuff, and I'm just going to die and it's all over. Well, it ain't all over, and you don't want to deal with that God stuff, so you're going to go to a place where you won't have to worry about dealing with God stuff, because in the lake of fire, they're not dealing with God. They don't even mention his name there. Amen? So, but the point is, you'll be separated from God for eternity. And that's called eternal death. And I didn't know that was the choice. I did not know as a young man before I got saved. When I got saved, I got so furious, because I thought, suppose I had died in my sins. Suppose that I didn't find out about Jesus Christ and ask him to come in my life. You mean I would have died and had to go to hell and wait until judgment day, and then if my name wasn't in the book of life, thrown in the lake of fire? Because nobody told me. They told me the real meaning of life was self-aggrandizement. Make as much money as you can. Go out there and make a whole bunch of money. Stack it up. Have a good time. Do anything you wanted to do. Tell God to take a hike, and you just party and have a good time. That's what they do, and that's what I tried to do. Thank God someone came along and told me the truth. He said, and this couple that came to my office and told me about Jesus, and they told me it's eternal life. Or they didn't say it this exact way, but they told me about Jesus. But the point is, it was life or death. I didn't know it was life or death. I thought it was life or it's all over, because that's the way it was always explained to me. You die, it's all over, you don't know anything, and that's it. And when I found out how close I came, if it wasn't for God's mercy, God was merciful, and he knew I was ignorant and didn't know no better. And so he sent somebody to tell me about Jesus. And through grace and the faith that he gave me to get saved, glory to God, because of his mercy, I was able to obtain salvation and escape eternal death. Eternal death, which means eternally being eternally separated from God. And if you've ever known that, boy, when you're churning, when you think you're not right with God, you cannot sleep, you cannot really eat good, you can't do nothing until you get on your knees and get that thing right with God. But imagine being in that state for eternity, where you're always in upheaval, you're always in fear, you're always in torment, and that goes on for eternity. And it's all because you ignored God for a lifetime. Beloved, there is a multitude, a gigantic number of rewards for you that have said yes to Christ Jesus, that have said yes, glory to God, to God. Glory to God. You've got crowns. You've got robes. You've got rings. You've got heaven. You've got God's presence. You've got the Holy Spirit. You eat of the tree of life. You eat of hidden manna. You eat of the true manna. You have joy unspeakable and full of glory because you said yes to Jesus. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, glory to God. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In your own words, from the sincerity of your heart, ask Jesus to save you. Say, save me, Jesus. Please save me, Lord. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven and be with God for eternity. I don't want to be in the lake of fire for eternity. I'm over time. The Bible has the answer. There's a multitude of rewards for those that say yes to God. Bible has the answer. See you next week. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.